Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies, as well as news from Indian country. Over 20 emerging artists and designers from Nunavut to Greenland will showcase what is being billed as the most progressive indigenous-made fashion, craft, and textiles in Toronto this spring. The multi-platform festival will feature panels, lectures, and hands-on workshops for such things as indigo dyeing from the Tuscarora Nation and Navajo rug weaving. The inaugural Indian Fashion Week Toronto was founded by Diné artist Sage Paul. Instead of relying on commercial seasons to represent the calendar, Indigenous fashion artists were inspired by the different phases of the moon. Paul states she wanted to bring it back. How do Indigenous people look at fashion, and why do we wear clothing? Berry Moon represents the summertime when people are going to powwow. One piece showcased from Catherine Blackburn, a beadwork artist, created a futuristic vision of what powwow regalia might look like, including a futuristic cradleboard. Paul explains, to understand Indigenous futurisms is to understand the past and present sovereignty and reclamation of Indigenous cultures. Indigenous Fashion Week Toronto is meant to honor the work of longtime matriarchs working in fashion, as well as to showcase up-and-coming artists whose work challenges mainstream perceptions of Indigenous culture. Indigenous fashion can redefine mainstream fashion or art. Our fashion illustrates our stories, traditions, sovereignty, and resiliency, explains Paul. Indigenous Fashion Week Toronto is about carving out space for Indigenous fashion, craft, and textiles. The festival also fosters economic and industrial development. As Paul comments, every person undeniably interacts with these forms every single day. The organization website clearly shows support for traditional ways of life and practices, which the team believes is vital for the survival and sovereignty of Indigenous cultures, land, and people. Want to learn more? Follow Indigenous Fashion Week Toronto on Instagram. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM.